All right, let's have the children come forward for a children's message. Got a few kids out there. I think Sabina's here. Oh, Cade. Cool. All right, I'm going to do a switch up on you guys. We're actually going to go to a different location in the church, okay? Come follow me. I'm going to go right over here. We just had a reading about baptism. Come right over here. There we go. I'm just going to move this for a second, Miss Rink. That's all right. Yep. All right, come right over here, Caden, right over here. I want you to look around. Do you guys know what this is called?
You know what this is?
No? This is called a baptismal font. Do you know what happens over here? It's usually up front, but good, Nora. People get baptized. That's right. And so today, I'm going to read it in just a second. Jesus was baptized. He was baptized in the Jordan River. It was a little different than this a little bit, in a river, but he was baptized.
So
baptism, I got one tough question, one easy question, I think. So here's the tough question. Baptism is a sacrament. What is a sacrament? Have you ever heard that word before? I'm so glad you're coming to confirmations, because that's where we're going to learn what a sacrament is.
A sacrament is something that tells us that God loves us
and that His grace is for us no matter what.
Sacrament tells us we belong to God, so baptism does that, all right? And you want the easy question? Okay. What can you do with water?
You can
drink it.
You can get clean. Do you take baths and showers?
You do.
Good job, parents. Alyssa had a great answer. She said you can wash and get clean with water. And that's exactly what baptism does. When we are washed with this water and we have God's name on our forehead,
this has happened to each one of you,
I believe. We are washed and our sins are forgiven and we know we are forever in God's arms. He loves us. His grace is for us. So this morning, there's one thing that we do. We can do this each time we come to church when there's water in this little bowl. If you come around close. Cade, can you see what's up here?
Okay, there's a
bowl here with water inside. When you were baptized, the water was touched. And a sign of a cross was put on your forehead. And the pastor said, you are marked by the cross of Christ forever. Those words were said. And we can remember our baptism any day, anywhere. You don't even have to come to church to remember it. You can just do it at home.
So I want to practice something that you can do at home to remember your baptism. Go ahead and
touch the water. Go ahead and put your finger in the water.
Yep. Make the sign of the cross on your
forehead.
All right, very good. Kate, can I do that for you? All right, thanks.
All right, there you go.
You're marked by Christ forever. God loves you forever. All right, now our takeaway this morning is I want you to dip your finger in one more time. And I want you to go back to your seat and put a cross on the person you're sitting next to, because they're also Jesus loves for them too. All right, can you do that? All right, thanks for coming.
Haley, you're supposed to play along.